Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We have got so much to talk about this morning. There is so much in the sports world. But first, our hearts going out to the people of Kerrville and that area and everything that happened in Kerrville over the weekend. So many Houston connections that we are seeing over, I mean, that Camp Mystic had so many people that from all over the state, and ourselves included, and anyone who was involved in that, just our hearts want to go out to them. We have people that we know, Lance, you know, I know, and it is unfortunate. It is one of the most devastating stories when there's kids involved. It is such an awful, awful, awful story for those families. Even the families that survived, the things that those kids saw. And so our hearts going out this morning. We want to just say how much we think about how we're thinking about you this weekend. Prayers for you this weekend, and hopefully everyone can get through this this trying time. God, it was awful.
You know, Kerrville. The number's up over 80 total who have been identified as dead, and that number's going to continue to rise because there's some that have not been, you know, they have not officially announced anything because there's some that are still missing. So the number is over 80 now, and so yeah, the Camp Mystic, we know about that, but there was people all along, you know, people in RV. There's RV areas that were all hit. There's an even higher number of those people as well. So, not even in Kerrville, you know, down in different areas. So it's continuing to read up on it. I mean, the numbers continue to skyrocket there as that flash flood is, you know, we had it happen with the hurricane here in 2017, where it just kind of parked over us. And there was, now I remember Frank Billingsley talking about getting 50 inches of rain, thought this is more this hyperbole from, you know, news places during hurricanes. But that's what ended up happening. It just kind of stopped.
That was kind of the problem,
and I was reading about, you know, what happened is it was more rain than was forecasted. And, of course, it kind of hit two particular areas that fed the water. I don't know if you saw any of the videos of water rushing.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I saw a time-lapse video
in
one area. Holy crap.
Over the bridge?
Yeah.
And a special place in hell for all of you that have politicized it or racialized any racial overtones or anything else.
That was really unfortunate.
Just shut up in a time like this. Just shut up.
Yeah, it was terrible.
We have to because there are so many Houstonians involved in this thing, and even if there wasn't, that's a tragedy that crosses any line, or it doesn't matter about geography. All right, let's get to the weekend in sports, and what a weekend it was, man. I was at the game on Friday night, and I mean, before we sat down, I screwed up because I had gotten tickets.
Well, tell everyone, start the whole thing. I want you to start from the beginning, because who all was with you? What all were you wearing? And by the way, we're going to get to the whole thing.
Okay, wait a minute.
The whole Wendy thing.
Wait a minute. Whenever I say to a woman, "What are you wearing?" That's you guys have a problem with it. But immediately you want me to talk about what my wife was wearing
and what you were wearing too, and what your kids were wearing. That's important when you're an Astro going into Dodger territory because it sets the stage.
Well, my daughter's boyfriend was here, and he was a civilian.
Okay, I was gonna say, I was like, this doesn't look like JT.
No, that was my daughter's boyfriend.
Okay, I was about to say, man, JT's face is really changing.
JT is a foot taller than
Frankie. That's what I was gonna say. Like, is he sitting down? Or I mean, JT's like 6'3".
No, he doesn't look anything like Andrew. That was my daughter's boyfriend, Andrew, and he was a civilian. He wore a white T-shirt and jeans. Frankie had her Astros.
She was repping.
She had her Astros jersey on, her Altuve jersey. And
I mean,
her,
you have an Altuve jersey.
An Altuve jersey.
That's and all he's known for is hitting home runs there. Yeah, but
I had my orange and blue Astro ESPN shirt on with my blue shorts, which there was no mistaking I was an Astros fan. Mm-hmm. And my wife had a Dodgers hat on. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I can say it on here. I didn't want to put it on Twitter. She was rooting for the Astros.
Obviously.
But she had to have her appearances.
Care who she's rooting for. She's making good money over there. I was getting pissed off reading when you put the like, oh, you got to take the L on that one. Shut up.
He's stupid.
Shut up. She's in L.A. They hate the Houston Astros. What are you? Are you stupid?
Well,
you dumb idiots. Of course, I'd be wearing a big ass hat too. Well, I wouldn't as a sports guy. I'd go neutral. But if you're Wendy, you got a rep.
Right. For those of you who don't know, my wife is the president and general manager of the ABC here. And so she
in California. Some people still don't know that you're in L.A.
Yeah,
every day I find people, wait, where's John? John's not in Houston?
Yeah,
no, last August.
I'm coming back next week, and then I'll be back the week after. So it'll be. I'm getting back and forth as much as I possibly can, and I'm still a Houston guy. But no, we were Astro'd up. And my wife caught so much grief, and I'm like, how many people said I got to divorce her? Okay, for wearing a Dodger hat. I don't care what she could wear a Taliban hat. I don't give a rat's ass. Okay,
That merch isn't moving like it used to. The Taliban merch.
I mean, it's not as popular as it was. Right. So I mean, she could still wear it. I don't care. Uh-huh. So we went to the game, and honestly, God, we sat down. It's 6-1. It is 6-1. We're sitting there. We get to our seat. By the way,
it's 6-1 when you sit down?
Sitting down, 6-1. Because
how great is that?
I screwed up. I was told that my tickets were at will call. We have to walk all the way. And by the way, Dodger Stadium is huge. Around the building is huge because they've got it's the weirdest stadium that you ever saw. It's on like four levels. It's five levels. It goes down, and you got to go around, and we went all the way around. Finally get to the will call. Get to will call, and they go, oh, just like, sorry, we don't have opposing team's tickets. Look on your phone. I go, oh, my God. I could have been in the stadium about 30 minutes ago. Anyway, so we get in. We sit down. It's 6-1, and then it's 18-1. And it's like, I cannot be – I cannot tell you. We didn't have any problems at all. We didn't have any problems with fans.
You didn't?
I don't know. I don't know that anybody did all week. I'm not sure. I don't know. But that night, I saw Astros fans. We were dapping each other. Yeah, hey, what's up? Not dabbing like you.
You should have been dabbing to each other.
Well, we weren't. You know, we didn't dab. Sure. You do that. We were dapping, and we were having a good – and it was a good time. There weren't many. I will tell you this. You see Astros games – there's a lot more orange in the crowd than there is at Dodger Stadium. It's a dangerous place to bring your team's colors, okay? There's no question. But we had no problems whatsoever, left in and out of the stadium. It was, you know, fireworks night. And I will say this about, I have never, ever, ever been in a place that likes fireworks as much as this tinderbox does. It is incredible how fast this place goes up in fire, and yet I've never seen, you looked, everywhere you looked, there was fireworks going off, 360 all the way around. I've never seen, dude, it was like we were in Beirut. It was incredible how much these people like fireworks here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you people nuts? There was no wind, which is the good thing. If there was wind, though, this place would be, there wouldn't be a town left here.
Right.
Because of how much fire there was in the air. Anyway, it was a great night. The Astros, and I got so much crap. We put the picture of us out there, had having a good time and everything else. And Dodger fan, I'm telling you, it cannot happen to a better team sweeping a fan base. They are the biggest a-holes. I mean, it goes Philadelphia, Ohio State, Dodger fan.
No, they really are. They are a-holes. Yeah,
they are a-holes. I mean, the stuff that they said on Twitter, I just mute. I don't mess with them. I don't come back at them. I don't know. But it is such an incredibly a-hole fan base.
What about in the park? Because sometimes Twitter's not always real life.
Well, the cheater thing was.
Yeah. Well, they think they literally got cheated out of. I mean, never mind the fact that they lost those games on the road. The Astros it's been proven they didn't use anything in the postseason. They legitimately believe the Astros stole the World Series.
Okay,
they believe that. They lost there. I'm done with that loser.
Oh, holy crap.
I'm done with that fake ass.
He had a comment during the game, said, it's almost like they know. I don't want to open up any old
wounds. Boy, the way they're hitting these breaking pitches.
It's like they know what's coming.
It's almost like they know what's coming. I'm just saying.
Can you be dumber? I play poker. You know I play poker with him, right? I played poker here with him at Commerce.
Oh, God-fearing Oral was playing some poker? Good to know.
I was playing poker with him, and I said to him, hey, I'm from Houston, and, you know, and, yeah, we, you know, that was a lot of fun. He goes, you bunch of cheaters. You don't deserve it. And I was like, oh, a little bitter. Oh, a little bitter. I'm telling you, this fan base thinks that the Astros stole a World Series from them. When they won two games in L.A., they still don't get it. They don't understand that the Astros couldn't do this on the road. And, oh, by the way, there is proof that in 2018, the Dodgers were using their center field cameras to have an advantage over the pitchers, they weren't supposed to do.
I know. They don't care.
There's proof
that
the Dodgers were doing this as well. Okay?
I know.
They just didn't use trash cans. That's the only difference.
Yep.
So it's so satisfying. Lance, I don't know. I'm getting texts from my buddies. You know, how are we doing this? Ryan Gusto.
How are you getting Victor? How do you think you're going to get Victor Caratini out during a weekend series? You can't get a Victor Caratini out. He'll just hit another grand slam.
Zach Short. Who the fuck is
Zach Short?
I've never
even heard of Zach Short. Zach Short beat you. I made a joke that, like, literally, I'm not going to be surprised if Mexican OT or Paul Wall, you know, two rappers from Houston, if they end up hitting eighth at some point, it's not, or if Davis Mills is in the lineup. Davis is playing. I didn't know he's playing. You know, and I'm going to expect him to go 1-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. I'm going to expect the hit, too.
Taylor Trammell,
Cooper Hummel. Short, who I'd never heard of.
Never heard of
Zach Short. Like, who is this?
I mean, it is incredible.
Oh, well, Guillerme is on there. Oh, yeah, I forgot we had a Guillerme, too. He's on
Colton
the IL.
Gordon, Brandon Walter, Ryan Gusto.
It makes it funnier, though, to sweep the dot. There's so much to talk about. You put 18 on the Dodgers on 4th of July. The Dodgers are like, this is an American, and we're going to 4th of July, and we're an American team. We're going to 18. I mean, the most American. And then you boo Jose Altuve, and he hits two home runs off of you.
Oh, my God.
With the boos.
No, he hit three, didn't he?
In one game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hit three in the series. Oh, no, yeah, he saved one for the last. He saved one to push you out of the stadium in game three.
Goodbye. I just want to tell you guys goodbye. Yeah. Here, take this. Take this with you. I mean, and you know what? And that, if he's not the greatest human being, he's out there signing balls for young Dodger fans yesterday. After all of the crap that he was getting this weekend, he's out there signing balls for kid Dodger kids. I mean, this is the greatest sports. He is so unbelievably good and such a great person that, you know what? He's right. The All-Star Game doesn't deserve him. The All-Star Game does not deserve Jose Altuve, as good a person as he is. Because he would get booed at the introductions. And you know what? He doesn't. You don't deserve Jose Altuve ever again. The nation does not deserve him ever again.
No.
You know what? You'll see him again when he's inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
That's what you'll see him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a break. It's 7:14 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And what a weekend it was. And I feel great. And I was up for all of it. And in large part, it is so important. I was just reading something about some of the stuff that you should do. You should walk. You should eat protein. You should eat protein first and then your carbs after. So many different ways. But the first thing that they tell you is that you got to have your testosterone right. Make sure that your testosterone levels are good. Otherwise, you're wasting time with all the other stuff that you're doing. Lifting heavy weights, walking, all of these things. Because if your testosterone isn't right, you're not going to get the results, or you're just going to lose. You're going to slip, and age poorly, okay? It's so important that you have your test. Get tested. It doesn't cost anything. Absolutely free at Game Day Men's Health. Other places charge. And I can see why you go, I'm not paying you $150 to find out my number. Well, Game Day doesn't charge. Game Day Men's Health, 11 locations around the city. And I'm going to tell you this. They are awesome. All of them are awesome. They all have labs. They all have people that know what they're doing. Downtown is Jarrett. Friendswood is Kyle. Katie is Amina. Mont Bellevue is Paul. NASA Clear Lake is James. Connie is in Tomball. Angelina is in Pearland. Ray, Sugarland. Jeremy, the Woodlands. Kripal is West Chase, Westheimer, and Sean in Willowbrook. Great people, great locations. They've got a vision of how you're going to be better, and you're going to be better at Game Day Men's Health. You need testosterone. Get it at the best place, I think, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, so much to do, so little time, just 3 hours. But let's go back, okay, Friday night. Lance McCullers Jr., he gave up one earned run in 6 innings.
It wasn't dominant by any stretch, but he did his job. He did his job.
One run in 6 innings against this Dodgers lineup.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, he wasn't striking a bunch of guys out.
No.
And he had some walks, but, you know.
4-4, and that's fine. He got out of a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in the meantime, he's got to throw strikes because he's up 6-1 in the third inning. He's up 6-1, and then it's just, goodbye. But Paredes starts it with the homer. Jake Myers has got 3 hits. Altuve's got 3 with 2 homers.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Smith is 2-for-6 with an RBI. Christian Walker's 4-for-5. Victor Caratini has got a grand slam. He's 3-for-5. Yiner got a hit. Cooper Hummel. Dubon's got 2 hits. I mean, what an onslaught, and what a great night. What a great night to be an Astro fan at Dodger Stadium. I got to tell you, it was one of the most fun games I've been at. So 18-1, Astros take care of that business. Then I'm telling you, I swear to God, Zach Short is up at the plate. Okay, he's at the plate. It is the third inning, and I'm like, this is like, why do we have Zach Short is at the plate? We got runners in scoring position, and this is like Maldonado. It always happens where you got who. You got Zach Short at the plate. And sure enough, Zach Short shoots one down the third baseline and 2 runs score. And I'm like, Zach Short is coming through? And then they open up the floodgates. You got Cam Smith and Walker, you know, getting hits, and then Yiner homers, and you win this one 6-4, and you had Fromber on the mound, and Fromber, he gave up a four spot, which is, you know, Ryan Gusto and Lance McCullers outpitched Fromber over the weekend.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And then yesterday, Ryan Gusto was awesome, dude. I mean,
he had a lot of movement. He had a lot of sync going, yeah. Movement on his throws. Like, it looked good.
Yeah, he really, really did. And this is the Dodgers. I mean, when you're talking, this is one of the best lineups, best offenses in all of baseball. And the Astros just shut them down. Just shut them down. Nothing all weekend long. They weren't in any of the – well, I guess they were in the game until the sixth inning. But my goodness, this is so amazing when you're talking about the guys that the Astros are doing this with. It is just simply amazing what they're doing with this team. That, to me, I know AJ is, you know, because the Detroit story and everything else, nobody is doing a better job in baseball than Joe Espada.
Now, Joe's doing an incredible job, and he's doing it with a quadruple A lineup. That's you know, on Sundays, forget about it. On Sundays, you're going to get just a lineup it looks like a spring training split squad game is what it looks like on a Sunday. And how they win games on a Sunday is miraculous. How they're winning any of these, but to sweep LA is one of the most. This was one of the most satisfying sweeps that I have ever encountered in my entire life as an Astros fan. Because you know, you go in there and you know. Privately, I'm like, man, I hope they get one or two here. This is going to be really tough with it because of how, you know, there's no Hunter Brown. You do get Fromber, but you got Lance, you got Gusto, and then you have Fromber. And Fromber is the worst of the three, really, if you want to call it that. I don't think it wasn't terrible, it wasn't great. And you just don't, you know, you didn't expect, and then to get 18 off the bat, I'm like, I'm good. If they don't win again in this series, we put an 18 on them. And then you went, and then you do what you did the next two games. Just incredible by the Astros. Incredible by Joe Espada. the clutch hitting continues to show up for the Astros. And now this is without Jeremy Pena. Like, now sure. You're without your best player this year. You're without two of your three best players. Obviously, Yordan. We can't even really count Yordan this year. It's like he hasn't even played. But Victor Caratini, the way he stepped up, and of course we know that, you know, Cam Smith has been absolutely outstanding of late. But and Yiner Diaz is fine, and he and Christian Walker are finding a little power stroke too. So you know, it's been nice to see Yiner start to come around, Christian Walker start to come around. Just really a fun series to see the Astros and the most crybaby fan base that we've encountered today. They're worse than the Yankees. They're way worse than the Yankees. Yeah. And it's pretty cool to see the Astros go in there and sweep it. So, you know, you're coming up on the All-Star break soon, and we had the Astros were unfortunately, and I thought this could be the case, Fromber did not make the All-Star game. Jeremy Pena did, Josh Hader did. Josh Hader's sixth appearance. Hunter Brown and Jeremy Pena are making their first appearance. We'll see if Jeremy will probably go and show up and hang out, but I don't think he can play. I mean, I doubt it.
I don't know. He does deserve it though.
Yeah, he deserved it for sure. Yeah,
it's such a shame that he's got himself that he's hurt. You got six games left. They're all at home. Starts tonight against Cleveland, who's been miserable, and Texas, who's been miserable. But listen, three of the last four series have been against first place teams. And they swept two of them and won two out of three in the other one. I mean, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Against the National League's all three first-place teams in the National League, and you dominated them. Dominated them with this lineup. This is – I know we I was like, well, this season – I don't know. It's amazing. It is amazing what this baseball team is doing. Just amazing.
It truly is.
You got to give the love to Joe Espada. And I thought they would let up in Colorado, quite frankly. That's the one game that they lost, a 7-6 game in Colorado on Sunday, on a getaway Sunday, mm-hmm. Or getaway Wednesday, whatever it was. And here they are Thursday. And here they are with a 5-1 road trip after a 5-1 homestand. And now you got six games left and a well-deserved. I hate to see them take time off because they're on fire.
Yeah.
Hate to see them. Hate to see the All-Star break coming now.
No.
This is so much fun. So much fun to watch this team and root for these guys. I've got, a lot of friends who are Astros fans, obviously, and some of them, we're like, this is like this isn't the same team.
It's not the same team, but it's the same jerseys. It's the same city. There's a lot of the same players.
Not a lot.
I mean, we were really spoiled because we had we lost friends along the way.
Yep.
Every year you'd lose somebody that you had an emotional attachment to, but it's been an incredible run and I don't know. I didn't expect this to be. Look, do I think it's a championship team? No, I don't think it's a championship team. Not with this lineup. Not with only two starters. I think realistically, no, I don't see it as being a championship team. However, that doesn't mean there's been other surprises before, and I'm not judging this. Like I'm along for the ride this year. I had much higher expectations for other teams. This team I have low expectations for, and they're exceeding my expectations. Really enjoying this. This is not about me just like, wake me up when the playoffs are here because that's all I care about is winning a World Series. That's really not what this is about. This is about, man, this team's got some grit.
It really does. Really, really does. No, this is fun. This is as much fun as opposed, you're right, the other teams you were like, oh, you expect it, and if they lose their game to the Colorado, you're like, this team, you don't expect to win, and here they are just kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, this is the most fun team in that respect that we've seen in this run.
Yeah.
Because the other teams all had, we were like, we got a kick-ass team. This one, we're like, how the hell are they doing it? How are they doing this?
Well,
it's so much fun.
It's fun. And Todd says, how is this not a championship team? Well, I've seen championship Astros teams. You've got to have much deeper pitching. You have to, I don't know that I expect Yordan back. You've got to have more consistent hitting. I mean, let's act like don't act like you've never watched playoff baseball. That is an intense level of baseball, and you've got to have a little bit more offense than this. I love what they're doing right now. Don't get me wrong. But I've seen Astros championship teams. This doesn't look like they're the caliber of that. But maybe they'll surprise me. Maybe you get Yordan back. Things can change a lot if Yordan does come back. Jeremy Pena is going to come back. And maybe, Javier Arrigetti gets back. All of a sudden, I don't know. Hey, maybe that will change for me. I'm not counting these guys all coming back at 100% because that's – it really hasn't happened that way for the Astros injury wise, but I don't know. My mind can be changed. What I've seen, it doesn't look like Astros teams from the past, and yet they're playing like an Astros team from the past.
20 games over.
Yeah, so I'm with it, man. It's hard to do it for 162 and into a postseason, but I'd love to be pleasantly surprised. But it really doesn't matter. I'm not even thinking about championship. I'm just thinking, oh my God, they won another series. My God, they swept in LA.
I think Deion put it best. You believe now?
Do you believe now?
You believe now?
I gotta believe now.
I believe in Coors Light. And I believed in Coors Light.
Yes, you do.
On Friday night when I was at the game, I was believing in Coors Light, and I believed it most of my adult life, I believe in Coors Light. And I love me some Coors Light, and I want you to love you some Coors Light as well. Have that same – I want you to look at a beer like I look at my Coors Lights, okay? That's how I want you to look at a beer. I want you to say, wow, I really love this beer, and give it that same attention. Because you probably have a beer, but you don't love it. You don't love your beer, okay? I'm talking about true love for a beer, and that's me with Coors Lights. And I want you to have that true love as well. So maybe it is a Coors Light. Maybe you switch. Maybe you say, you know what? Goodbye to that. I don't know what beer you're drinking, especially if it's like some kind of motor oil or something. Get out. Have cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I want my beer to be refreshing. That's what I want. I want it to be chill. I want to know that it's cold. I look at it and it's cold. You know why? Blue Mountains. You can't look at your beer. Can't tell you anything. My beer talks to me, and then I talk to my beer. Because it's Coors Light. If you're looking for the best way to be refreshed during this Texas heat, keep Texas chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5. We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 in 10 minutes. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Okay, that's in 10 minutes, and there's a lot to have been learned. A lot to have been learned this weekend in one sentence. By the way, we're back this Friday in Galveston at the Pleasure Pier. And you can register for Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value registration. Register at the promo table at the broadcast this Friday, 12 to 6, be at the Pleasure Pier. Is this like, so they were there last week at Landry's, right?
Yeah.
In Galveston?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like when an East Coast team travels out west and they play the Rams, and then the next week they play the 49ers? Do they stay there all week? You know, the Jets
They should. It makes more sense. It's more efficient.
Right. So you're going to drive all the way back to Houston and then drive all the way back to Galveston? No.
No.
You should stay the week in Galveston, right?
Right.
I mean, it's too far. It's way too far for Joel and all the boys to be riding back and forth. So. I think that Todd, get them a hotel there and let them just stay there for the week and enjoy the Pleasure Pier on Friday from 12 till 6 and register for the $4,000 value Power On Electric Bicycle Company. All right, so much more to talk about. Let's quickly go through a lot of this stuff. Cam Whitmore is a Wizard.
Rocket fans are not happy with the return of the trade.
You know, I don't know.
Two second rounders.
Listen, he was the 22nd pick, I want to say.
Yeah.
In the draft a couple of 3 years ago.
Yeah.
He was the 22nd pick. He's got an attitude.
He fell to 22nd because of the pre-draft stuff. Like he fell because of that.
Yes. And so I mean, what did you expect to get for a guy who didn't play for the Rockets?
Right.
I mean,
you had no leverage. Like Cam has first round talent, and I get Rockets fans saying, "How do you not get a first rounder in exchange, either a player or a pick?" But you got to understand how this works. Like you have 2 years of club control now left, so it's not it's not as much. But more importantly, he's a guy who everyone knew had attitude issue in college, had it at the combine, which is why he fell. It was the pre-draft process, which is one of the reasons that he fell. Like, this is a super talented player, slipped into the 20s. Then, like, teams all have advanced scouts, right? So teams go to, so if the Memphis Grizzlies are going to play you, they've got guys who are there scouting. You know, Rafer Austin, John, remember we used to see Rafer at the poker room at Prime.
Why do you think we got him on recently?
What's that?
How do you think we got him on recently? He's
still
there.
He's an advanced, I don't know if he's still doing, was an advanced scout. Like, he'd watch and you scout teams. And they see the bench. They look at that kind of stuff. Everyone in the league knows Cam was pouting around the whole time because Ime stopped playing him. Cam was playing a lot. Whenever there were injuries, Cam was playing a lot. And that's why they didn't deal him at the deadline because, you know, A, he's talented, but B, you know, if you had an injury like with Fred or Amen, you needed to have some depth. He didn't even play in the playoffs. Even when it got bad, he had a hard time. Or even when you were blowing a team out, he had a hard time getting in. When he did get in, he pouted on the floor. There was never any doubt to me Ime was going to get that out. One thing I know about Ime Udoka is he ain't going to keep it on his team. There's no way. So I had no doubt that Cam was dead man walking with this whole thing. Like, listen, he was a lame duck player. And everyone in the league knows that. So you have no leverage. Yeah. You have absolutely no leverage. It was a buyer's market. You move Cam out of here. You got 2 seconds. Reality is Cam Whitmore has a chance to actually, you know, put up some numbers because he's talented or will be playing for a bad team. And so he may put up some numbers, and there's going to be some teeth gnashing. But he wasn't going to do it for Ime Udoka.
No. No, and listen, if they got 2 second rounders, that's all they could get because Cam Whitmore's name's been out there. It's been out there. So, okay, you were there last night.
Yeah.
The men's team so loses to Mexico.
We got Dell tickets, too, so Dell and his dad went.
They did? Oh, neat. Yeah, Dell?
Hold on. Dell's doing something on the phone right now. But Dell will be on the mic here in a second. But, yeah, Dell and his dad went. Dell got the hookup from David over at the
nice.
Place. So
that's
yeah.
great.
So Dell, who's a huge soccer fan, and I was expecting, I'm like, at first about a week ago, I thought, okay, it'd be like what, 65, 35 Mexico. Then I talked to some people and they said, oh no, much higher. And I was like, okay, like 75, 25, maybe that's going to be crazy. Walking up to the stadium, Alex says, I went with my son, Alec. He goes, Dad, this is like, I said, what do you think this is? Like 80, you think it's 80% Mexican fans? He goes, Dad, it's like 90, easily 90. And you get in the stadium, you sit down. I don't even think that's hyperbole, Dell. I think 90, at least 85%, but that would mean that more than one out of every 10 fans was a U.S. fan, and I don't think that's accurate. I think we're in the close to the 90% range.
So I got there early, so I don't know what the walk-up was like. But yeah. when I got there, I don't know that I saw more than like 30 U.S. fans as I was walking in. I got there about like 4:30. It was so bad as far as the difference between the fan bases that I would look to my left where we were seating, and I would catch – out of the corner of my eye, like a red and blue and white jersey, and go, oh, there's a U.S. fan. No, it wasn't. It was a fan wearing a Chivas jersey, which is one of the more famous clubs in Mexico.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even a U.S. jersey. I would say we were probably looking at, I would say 90, 10, maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't been at NRG a lot as a non-media member. But when Mexico scored their first goal, Raul Jimenez, a Fulham player, scored on a former Fulham teammate, Tim Ream, I don't know that I've been in a louder building. When they scored to tie the game, the noise
was
deafening.
God.
Deafening when they scored.
Well, when they scored the second, they scored so the U.S. scores inside first. The first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Inside the first 5 minutes, like, oh, my gosh. Then Mexico scores and ties it up later in the first half. They score in the second half to take the lead. All around us, it goes bananas, and it's super loud. And then people just start throwing beer up in the air.
Well, that happened on the first goal, too.
Oh, they did. Beer down on top of us from that were higher up. So popcorn, beer, we're getting just punished with beer. And when I say we, it's not just America. It's not like they're throwing it on American fans. They're throwing it. They're just throwing it.
Everywhere.
They're just throwing it. And we got covered with beer. Yeah, we got covered with beer, with popcorn, and –
I'm anti-Mexico now. And then you're wasting beer like that.
When other Mexican fans are turning like, saying some really, they're not happy about getting stuff thrown on them.
Okay.
Right. I'm just sitting there minding my own business.
The one thing I did see before, I know we got to go to break, because there's a lot of dual nationals, people who are family may have grown up in Mexico, but their kids are American, grew up in America. So when the national anthems were being played, there was a mom and a dad who stood up for it, the Mexican national anthem, but their kids didn't. And the mom gave a look like, okay. And the kids then got up.
I stood up for both. Took my hat off for both out of respect.
I sat for one and got up for the other. But sorry, we're in a rivalry game. Sorry about that,
yeah,
everyone. But then she looked down, but the kids did get up for the U.S. national anthem, but they did not get up for – so it was just an interesting thing because Diego Luna, he wasn't a star yesterday, but he's been a star in the tournament for the U.S. He got booed every time he was on the screen because he could have played for Mexico possibly.
They weren't saying Luna.
No, that was not what was going on. But he chose the U.S. instead, and he was catching it throughout the game. So that was part of the dynamic there as well. Even families were like, nah, my mom can stand – but I'm gonna sit because I'm rooting for the U.S. here.
Well, I respect that too from the kids.
Yeah, and then the handball was a huge play.
Oh, by the way, I got to talk about NRG and their unwillingness to show a replay.
We didn't get replays on anything, not even the first goal.
No, because the first goal it was in, but you couldn't tell because the reaction.
How did it score? I never got to see a replay.
We didn't get one replay in the first half. They showed some in the second, but not one replay in the first half.
We didn't even get to see how the goal scored. It looked like it got knocked out, and somehow everyone's celebrating the goal. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Well, let's watch the replay. The crossbar.
And then bounced down.
And then bounced straight down.
I had to go to Twitter and see it on Fox Soccer to see exactly how the goal was scored.
I was this many days old when I found out that's how they scored.
Yeah.
Because I never saw – they never showed a replay ever.
We didn't get replays of goals.
You didn't see the handball.
I was close. I was at the U.S. score, the goal Mexico was defending when that in the second half, and we saw the U.S. sideline go nuts. But I didn't see the hand touch the ball, and we didn't get a replay of it.
He picked himself up with it.
I saw it later, but during the game, I don't know if that's a thing for CONCACAF or NRG, but no replays in the first half and very few in the second.
Yeah.
And no stats anywhere. All you saw throughout the game was the time and the score, but you didn't see anything. So if you weren't on, if you didn't have a phone, you were without information.
Yeah. All right, we got a break. And so that's what you learned this weekend, that NRG really doesn't show any.
Well, does a poor job when it comes to soccer, at least.
Well.
I
don't know if that's a CONCACAF thing.
There, it may be a CONCACAF
or whatever. But as far as the in stadium experience, it was just on the field because if that's all you were getting, if you looked around to see any information, you weren't getting it.
Yeah. All right. So, what did you learn this weekend? Okay. If you haven't gotten in, come on, let's go. Or if you have before, we need you. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number for you to get in here and tell us what you learned this weekend, but you get just one sentence. One sentence. It doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Hey, I learned a while ago that Air Team is the way that I went and how much I appreciate what Air Team did for me. Air Team put in a couple air conditioners for me, and it was such an easy process. It was a great process. I screwed up by not checking out my air conditioners. What was a little problem turned into replacing air conditioners. Don't be like me. Don't be stupid. Call Air Team. Let them come to your home. Let them check out your air conditioning units. Make sure that they are working properly, that the Freon's good, the lines are all good. Have you cleaned out your air conditioner with all the leaves? Have you done anything with your air conditioner? Because if you haven't, it's going to cost you. It cost me. Don't let it cost you. For 70, 80, 90 bucks, whatever it is, to have them come out and check out your whole system and clean it out and make sure that it's all running properly. Instead, it could cost you well over $10,000. If it's multiple units, then it's a lot more. Check them out at airteamltd.com. They were wonderful with me. They'll be wonderful with you. Airteamltd.com, 713-936-5346, airteamltd.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Seems like you guys are excited about it because we got a full board and we are ready to go. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence brought to you by Game Day Men's Health? Game Day Men's Health is where you get your testosterone on. Let's go, guys. If you haven't done it, you got to do it. All right. What did you learn this weekend? You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend, and then we'll have to take it from there. We start with Peter. Peter, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Good morning, gentlemen. I learned that Oral Hershiser is a little B word.
I learned that as well. I learned that when I played poker with him. I was disgusted with him, if you want to know. It's like all Dodger fan, though. Every Dodgers fan is just a little B right now. But they had to shut up. Altuve's last homer had to shut them up. Holy crap, so good. Who's next, Al?
We go with Jeremy. Jeremy, what have you learned?
Jeremy, what'd you learn this week in one sentence?
Hey, I learned you have drains get clogged up, and you got to go to Home Depot to rent the tank drainer. Don't get the three-quarter one. You got to get the one that's 3/8. The three-quarter line is too big to go down, and then you have to go back and complain.
Okay, that's more than one sentence.
Very specific plumbing and intel.
Okay. Don't
here,
no,
what
you so
should
you know.
Have what you should have learned is aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Yeah, that's what you should have learned.
You should have learned right
that's
there.
Absolutely what you should have learned. Yeah, 281-488-6238.
You start talking about size of the pipes and you're like, well, if you're going to use this kind of wrench, like, what? Oh, I'm out.
Oh.
I'm out.
No.
It's too much.
Let Aqueduct do it. 713-780-3776. As soon as somebody's off, you get in. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend? You get one sentence. Not like Jeremy. Jeremy didn't have one sentence. Jeremy just kept talking. A lot of sentences there. Many, many sentences. Too many sentences. Who's next, Del?
JP. JP, what did you learn?
Morning. I learned that the Astros are 13-2 against the five best teams in baseball with a 60% sweep probability.
No stroke. That's it. How about that? 13-2 against the best teams in baseball. Holy crap. So good. I mean, I'm starting to believe, man. I'm starting to believe. All right. And now we got our – wait. We lost Jordan, Pena, and now Jake. Now Jake. Our best three players. Our three best players we lost. Oh, my God. Espada says that Jake has a calf problem. Is there a date scheduled for a leg amputation? No. It's actually the opposite. The Astros say go play. The trainers say go play. And then he loses his leg two
mm-hmm.
months later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what happens. All right. 713-780-3776.
Like, hey, I'm still catching it. Well, I mean, until we get some guys back inside a regular time frame,
yeah.
Y'all keep catching it.
Yep. Who's next?
Pena, what did you learn?
Pena, what did you learn this week in one sentence?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I learned that the city of Los Angeles was forced to change the H on the Hollywood sign to an H and a star. Go Astros, baby.
Yeah, baby. How about that if they had to put the Astros logo on there? What? With the star? What? That would be totally sweet. Totally sweet. Somebody do that. Somebody do that with your abilities, okay? Tony, you got special abilities, okay?
You mean
Dustin?
Do it in real life or just do it at a
No, on Twitter.
Because I think they die if they did it in real life.
No, you can't do that in real life. You can't do that in real life. Because yeah.
I learned that there was a vape in my house hidden.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
Well, That's kids these days.
Yeah,
Frankie vape forever.
Lots of things being learned.
Yep, you learned that.
Recently, I've learned a lot.
Yeah, a vape in your house. That's what.
That's just one of the new things I found. Yeah.
Welcome to the 2020s.
I'm expecting to see a big giant, like a dragon tattoo on somebody's back any day now in my house. Like, what the hell is this?
Who's next?
We move to Ocho. Ocho, what have you learned?
Ocho, ¿qué pasó? What you learn?
Yeah, I learned that the woman who played Helen Willis on The Jeffersons is the mother of Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, you just learned that?
Yeah, you just learned that. Okay.
He just learned it. I should have told him that last week. I should have said, hey, Ocho. Like, I should have said that out loud.
Yeah, but that's like, you were this old, this many years old when you learned that, Ocho? No,
that's
old.
Fine. That's fine. Sometimes we gotta learn stuff.
That's all right.
I didn't know how the U.S. scored their goal yesterday, so, happens.
No. Yeah. Who's next, Del?
Tom on the car phone, what have you learned?
Good morning, gentlemen. I learned it's frowned upon for a middle-aged white man to volunteer for Girl Scouts when you don't have a daughter.
No. I thought that was actually Tom. Even though he said
too.
Automobile, his voice kind of sounded like it. There's no doubt that's not what real Tom would say.
That's not what that's not
I don't know for a fact, but I kind of know for a fact he wouldn't say something about volunteering for Girl Scouts.
No,
that's not what Tom would say.
So you, there's a certain criteria before you can volunteer for Girl Scouts? I know he's leaning into the creepy element, but yeah. They say, all right,
well,
sir.
Well, I don't know. I mean, technically, you're right. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. What is the criteria there?
I'm hoping that the Girl Scouts of America don't take any 30-year-old single men.
Yeah, I don't know.
Trips. Yeah.
Yeah, chauffeurs. Or what are they called again? Not chauffeurs. What are they called again? It's not a chauffeur. It's with a C, though.
Oh, it's
I don't know the
word. Yeah, when you go to... It's not a
chaperone.
Chaperone, yeah.
Yeah, they don't. I don't think that is what they do. No.
All right. Thank you for your Space City BTC. Thank you. Hollywood sign with the H. Okay. I'm retweeting it right now. As a matter of fact, thank you so much. That is awesome. Awesome. 713-780-3776. Who's next, Del?
Well, I think there's a Larry, but. He's not ready to go. So from what I can tell, we can end it here.
Okay,
it's 7:59.
Well, did you have anything that you learned this weekend, Dale?
I mean, I didn't. I've known this before, but it was just reinforced. The U.S. continues to have a striker problem. The USMNT, I mean, still can't find a striker.
Nope.
Yeah, need a striker.
That,
right.
Not a four.
That big guy was like,
yeah, he stinks.
That discount Lukaku was no good.
He wishes.
I know. Hey, Heavyfoot.
Yeah, it was a bunch of I don't want to be insulting. It was a bunch of dudes who, even playing Mexico in a Gold Cup, weren't ready for the moment. Like, the guy who's playing is big and strong, but that's about it. So,
hold on. Is this the guy? Is this? Oh, John. There's a guy named John Tolkien who came on the field.
A
I'm not lying when I tell you this. John Tolkien, a guy named Tolkien, ran on the field at the end of the match. He's from the U.S. men's team. Yeah. He's about 5'6".
According to listed weight and height, 5'7", 134.
He's listed at 5'7", 134, which means he's 5'6", 134.
134 pounds.
He was out there. I'm like, is this wee fella out here?
He's the weight of...
And his name is Tolkien.
He's the weight of a female fitness influencer.
Oh, yeah.
That's their size and weight.
He's smaller
They're fit, but... You put on a little weight.
He's
but
smaller than
he's
some
one of
the women's.
He's their
tennis.
Size.
Yeah, he's much smaller than 5'7", a lot of the
134.
Women in the women's draw at Wimbledon. Much smaller.
He's a model.
No, not tall enough for that. He's just small.
If Jose Altuve played, if Jose Altuve played soccer, it's what he looks like. Only Jose Altuve probably weighs like one.
Jose Altuve weighs more than 134.
180 or whatever. Just imagine 134.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
How
are we going to beat Mexico with this little guy running around?
Well,
he's not even Messi.
Well, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
And we, well, but this doesn't.
We've beat Mexico before. Last time Mexico beat us in a competitive match, like for anything, was like in 2019. So.
I hope that guy transfers to Fulham.
Why?
He
plays
guy.
In Germany now. He can stay
does?
There. Yes.
And a real in
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's top. I don't think it's Bundesliga. But he plays in Germany.
He can't play in Bundesliga.
I'm just telling you, John Tolkien, not spelled the same way.
He
might as well be
he's a
hobbit.
Hobbit whose last name is Tolkien. It's the best.
That is the best. All right. Thank you. We are done. Great job. Appreciate you guys. You guys are great. And what did you learn this weekend? In one sentence. Good stuff. Good stuff. Right now, look, Craig DeSerf.
Yeah, Craig DeSerf is doing a great job out there. We've I'm gonna go out. I'm taking a car out there today. You know, the difference with, like, they really care. At Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they really, really care, and it's so much fun to, you know, to have someone who is looking out for the customer like they're a family member, because that's basically what it is. And with my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, you got to take the time to really, you know, experience the car buying experience. And most of the time you want to rush through it because it's not pleasant. People are hassling you and they're rushing out to your car to meet you. And it's like, oh my gosh, can I just look? I mean, can you just leave me alone a little bit? That's really the default at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Craig DeSerf says, look, we're not doing any of that. The sales staff has been with them for years and years, so they understand this. This is the way it's done. He just wants you to be. He just wants you to be able to get answers to what you need. If you have certain things that you want in terms of the interior of the car, the exterior of the car, they want to get it for you. They want to find it. My wife wanted a very specific color and interior. They didn't have it there. They had to search through a lot of different dealerships, and they brought it in exactly what she was looking for with the interior, a lighter interior. They don't make as much of that anymore. They found the vehicle for it. I thought we were going to have to switch to a different vehicle, and Craig said, no, let us find it. And that's exactly what they did. And that's the difference. They do that for everyone. No, it's not because it's my wife. They'll do it for your wife too. They'll do it for you. That's the difference with Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to GulfCoastChevyBuickGMC.com. Take a look at the inventory today. GulfCoastChevyBuickGMC.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.